Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and our lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for being with us tonight.
She's so sweet. Okay. I know you do. I'm always on fast forward. Okay, tonight, this is a live transmission for February the 6th, 2014. I'm now doing that so that when people pull these up, you know, or listen to them, they know. Your questions are always welcome. And it would help if I could spell transmissions on the... I really can't spell when I do these. Please try to keep them on topic. You can email them to squirrel@wyom.net prior to or during the show. And tonight's show, Relationships in the New World. You are changing and so are your relationships. And it can be a confusing time as you assess your relationships and wonder why they aren't the same as they used to be. You may wonder, have they changed or have I? It is you that are changing, and because of that, it will require that you decide which relationships will work or if they can work in the new world. It can be a confusing time. You know, what about the relationships that you bring in now? Your discerning is changing, and so are your needs for connecting and sharing. How do you bring old relationships along, and can you bring them along with you? It's so important to honor the way that you are changing and at the same time assessing how you will interact with old relationships. Some of them will fall away. You know, team talked about this years ago. It's in one of Dolores Cannon's books. It can feel sad to you and know that as the worlds are splitting apart, people will make their choices. There's always the possibility that they will join you in the future. Be clear about what you're choosing in new relationships as well. You're not the same person, and you're going to attract different types of people into your lives. The more healed you are, certainly the more different the relationships will be that you attract. Squirrel, you've got an astrology report for us. I know you do.
Of course I do. And, of course, we've got now the beginning of a Mercury retrograde. And we've talked about these many times, but they're not to be feared. They're to be embraced because it helps you to slow down and reassess the direction you're heading. So I always like to see it in the positive way. So Mercury did turn retrograde today at 3 degrees of Pisces. And it's actually just a degree short of its conjunction with Neptune. Neptune's hovering about at the 4 degree of Pisces for quite some time now. So this will last until the end of February, and the shadow lasts till about the 21st of March. So it's not just 3 weeks. You ease into it, and then you kind of ease out of it. We are now in a retrograde of a mutable water sign. It's mysterious, unfathomable, and empathetic. You can already see, feel, and sense the Pisces archetype in the biblical floods, tidal surges, and watery destruction in the seismic window opened in the stealth super new moon of January 30th. In the UK, there was the surreal, quasi-mystical sight of the future King of England sitting on a throne, a hand-carved garden bench, being towed across the inundated Glastonbury levels, like King Arthur in the days of Avalon. On another level, the guide of souls will be revealing that you spark your consciousness, your thoughts, your words, your entire way of communicating does not belong to you, but to the entire morphic field. Then Mercury will re-enter Aquarius on February 13th, and there will be Uranian flashes of insight, bypassing mere cognitive understanding into your hot buttons, those sore places in your psyche, where you withdraw rather than speak out, where you refuse to listen, where you project your stuff onto others and then respond as if it were true. Consider these presuppositions. The meaning of the message is in the response you get. You cannot not communicate. Have respect for the other person's map of the world. When you act as if these are true, the fact that there are 7 billion views of reality will excite you and invite you, not frustrate you.
Amen. Love
right?
that.
I know. That was from Hair in the Moon. And then a quick one from Elizabeth Peru, who she does talk about the Mercury retrograde. It's our first one of 2014. And she says, you have been uncovering your personal theme, which will be for this 3-week period. What you have been discussing and working on since January 22, it will now be sorted out fully as you daily put yourself to the test in applying and speaking up for yourself. And then she talks about, this is what you might want to think on the Mercury retrograde. Any contracts or agreements entered into now will stay flexible and open to change for their lifetime. Now, this does not mean you shouldn't sign anything until February 28th. It means that what you do begin and enter into will allow you to make changes to it over its lifetime. Travel and time plans can change on the fly. This means go with the flow over the next 3 weeks in relation to all plans, appointments, and travel. A delay or change could be just perfect as it opens up a better experience and opportunity for you. Try not to get too angry or frustrated when people miss appointments and show up late, and or so do you. People from your past might show up in dreams or in your waking life. Now, whoever you, right? And that's happening a lot, I think, right? I like it when it's in my dream state because then I feel like, okay, well, maybe I get a pass for today when I wake up. Right? It's like, okay, all right, I dreamt about you last night, so I don't expect to see you today anywhere at all. Anyway, so now whoever you start thinking about or see or run into, is there to close off any old lingering energy between you two? So let it happen. If you try and avoid them, it will just get more intense for you. Then she says, we can expect to feel open and confident to speak our truth to ourselves and those we love. Make sure you have those much-needed conversations. Now is your 3-week period to practice clear communication. Be on the lookout for fraud and deception. People who have been dishonest or ripping you off in some way will be found out. And then check and double-check everything you agree to. We are being taught how to become detailed, caring, and thorough. Speak up and state your truth. Allow people to know who you are. Do not be afraid of being the authority in your life. So she says, enjoy everyone. This is the best period. It's a good time to get clear, right, Jackie?
I'm always up for that.
Yeah, me too.
I love clarity. Won't get an argument out of me on that one.
Okay. Good luck, everyone.
You're right. Okay, well, interesting show tonight. I have some interesting things to share with you. I do want to share what happened with dear Janet this week. Janet's been working with us for years. She certainly has some interesting experiences during her sessions. Oh, my God. And so in Janet's session, and thank God the team took very copious notes for me, which I was very appreciative of. A full contingent of the Arcturians came to see her to let her know they would be coming in during her session. And the head of the contingent's name was given to her in symbols. This is very cute. Of course, there was no way she could pronounce it, and finally he just told her telepathically, just call me Sam.
I love that.
I thought it was absolutely adorable. Okay, so
it's compassionate for sure.
Yes. Now, the Arcturus, of course, outside our solar system, and very high-level beings. You know, if we were to gauge in terms of frequency, okay. Esasani is moving from 5 to 6. Sirius is moving from 6th to 7th, and Arcturus is moving from, I'll try to get this right, no guarantees here. I would say high 6 to mid 7 going into 8, okay? A lot of children are born through the Arcturian gate. Many of you have heard that you are connected to Arcturus or have had lifetimes on Arcturus. And I have a very close relationship with the Arcturians. I love them and always have. At any rate, we were working in her chakra tunnels in a power retrieval. When we got to the 12th tunnel, okay, the most powerful, there they were. And there were a lot of them, okay? they went into some very complex ideas, and the team did take these great notes, and I'll share some of it with you. They wanted to expand Janet's experience as she's had many lifetimes on Arcturus. And also they wanted me to hear their message. Now, the main race of the central sun that has shown up in Janet's sessions has been Helio 2. And they're very beautiful, really beautiful. They've been trying to increase the frequencies of the sessions and the radio shows, but they found it's very difficult on me. So they've been continuously frustrated, needless to say.
You're saying it's difficult on your physicality. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm toasted, in other words. Now there was also something about the Alpha Centaurians as well. Now, Alpha Centauri, that's my heart. When I first began this, before I actually began this work, I was awakened in the middle of the night and told to write a book about my life, which I had no concept why that would be valuable, and to look up Alpha Centauri, which I had never heard of. What I didn't realize is that these beings have been around me for years. Okay, I just thought of them as Centaurians, not Centaurians. I don't know why I didn't get the name right. And they've been around since, well, probably longer than that, but I've consciously been aware since about 87. And I started actually seeing them around 94. And
was that the harmonic convergence right around then, the 87?
87, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, there was something about the Alpha Centaurians bringing wisdom and to anchor their wishes for joy, presence, knowledge, and the uplifting of humanity. Now, in essence, the Alpha Centaurians are a future race, the best that I can tell at this point, that in essence, from what I gather, and you know, this is that we actually create. So it's kind of like us coming back to help us.
Back to the future.
Yes, thank you. they also asked Janet to help hold the energy for me and to help with the impact to my physical body that she is. Worked with the Arcturian energies many times. She's had many Arcturian lifetimes. And again, they also said that there's a great desire to bring us more, all of us, joy, fun, laughter, relief, and presence. Even if we don't see the energies, we will feel them. And I can tell you that at the end of the day, I was amazed at how good I felt. For the first time, I didn't feel like I'd been hit by a truck. And it's been this way. It's stayed very steady. There's more, but this is certainly adequate for all of you to see how much we are loved in the extraordinary way in which these beautiful races are assisting us. I mean, this is, you know, you don't hear about races from the central sun out there. At least I haven't heard of them. I also want to share something that
it's not my usual conversation with people.
No. Yeah, central sun just doesn't come up. I also want to, you know, God bless Janet, because it does with her. I also want to share what I've been doing for several weeks now, and I was doing this interestingly enough, before the Arcturians came in this week, I bring in this beautiful golden light. And now I'm bringing it in from Arcturus, the central sun, and Sirius. Before, I was bringing it in from the central sun only. They talked about, it was interesting when they came in, they talked about the golden light. It comes down my central channel, for those of you who've done the chakra activation. Central channel is the tube that runs through you, out to the central sun, down through the body, down the legs, out the feet, okay, and all the way to the heart of Earth. In essence, it's your tether, if you want to call it that. So I bring in this golden, beautiful golden light, and as it comes in, I intend, all right, it to clear my crown chakra, my pineal gland, pituitary, going into the third eye, the physical eyes, the teeth, the throat chakra, high heart, and the heart. And then I actually clear all of my organs as well as all the chakras. And I always open up the violet flame so that all dross or darkness is pushed out, because I breathe it all out into the violet flame to be transmuted. You can do this while breathing into it. But anyway, I do all of the chakras, and I also do the knees and the ankles, then go all the way to the heart of Earth, wrap around the heart of Earth, come back up the central channel, and back up to Sirius, the central sun, and Arcturus. The light also breaks off and spins clockwise around me. So in essence, you've got this funnel coming down, and then you've got another one spinning around you, literally clearing your auric field, and I push it out to expand my auric field while it's going. And in my case, I pick up a lot of stuff during sessions, so it's very important for me to clear all my chakras and my fields prior to a session and after the session. And that was where I would get so tired, I couldn't even do it. This I have found to be absolutely magnificent and really works. And you can do all of this with breathing into it, which I prefer to breathe. My body responds to breath. And like I said, I clear all my organs. It's interesting, as I said, the Arcturians mentioned the golden light, so evidently they're watching me, or they thought this was a good idea. I don't know, but I thought it was interesting. I'd already been... But,
well, Zachy, I was going to say, it's interesting that you said golden light, because you know how we do the pyramid of mirrors? And
yes.
So, right, so that's the color that I've been choosing, is that, you know... golden light within that pyramid before I leave the house or wherever I'm going to go. And I
okay, that very right. Interesting, because I bring in the golden mirrors as well.
Ah, we haven't even
around
that, but
all the golden light. So again, yeah. Hundreds Monkey, if you think that we're not all connected, I can tell you this stuff is so amazing. Every day, I just walk around going, wow.
And I also find that it helps to, you know, I work part-time in a jewelry store, which is just kind of fabulous, because it's all these, you know, great stones that have been faceted into amazing, you know, gems. But I find, and I didn't think about it that much until I started working there, is that to wear a piece of yellow gold jewelry somewhere on my body every day really helps.
Oh, well, gee, go figure. I have been doing...
Yeah, I just think that I always want to share that with everyone, because a lot of times, you know, there is white gold, but white gold is actually just coated yellow gold. There is no... white gold does not exist in real life. It's created, but if... to wear the real yellow gold, I just find energetically it's healing.
Okay. Yellow gold has consciousness.
Okay.
And that's the reason that you're attracted to it. The higher the carrots, the better. The higher the carrots, the better. I try never to go below 18 if I can. My real pieces are all in 22 karat gold.
Okay.
And, but it carries consciousness. So, and I've walked into places with those pieces on and had people stop me because they could actually feel it. And you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. I've been on the computer for weeks looking for just the right pieces of gold, and I have nice pieces, but wearing gold every day is really important. It's amazing. I'm very proud of you.
Well,
but again, I know this stuff is going through the ethers right now. So for all of you, if you have gold, wear it.
Well, yellow gold is making a resurgence. I just want to put that out there, and there's got to be a higher consciousness reason for it happening other than, you know, it's being sold at the jewelry store. I mean, for so long.
Oh, absolutely.
People are being attracted to it.
Well, if you go back to the Anunnaki, okay, all the way back, gold was always considered incredibly valuable. Gold is, and I agree with you, and the higher carat gold, I'm fascinated by this because it's so expensive now, but the higher carat gold, you must see that in your store, Squirrel, people are buying it like crazy.
Well,
so they are getting it at some level.
They are. I'd have to say that many of our pieces are made in 14 carat, not 22 or higher, 18, because it's soft and it doesn't hold a gemstone as easily or as well. Or
no, it does not.
It does not. But I'm just saying it has a good energy. So I, you know, if anybody's not worn it, will start to wear it, I would love to hear your feedback on it. And I'm sure you would too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have some beautiful sterling silver pieces that are Ippolito. I can't wear them anymore.
Well, right. So, your frequency changes and you want to put on your body, you want the higher frequency as well. But it also reminds me.
I need the gold.
Yeah,
I need the gold. Okay, also, and I want to tell people, when I do all of this, I also do the chi point, which is just above the navel. Mm. And that's really powerful when you're clearing and filling yourself up with light. You'll feel the difference with the chi point. That is, you know, your life force. Love this. Okay, and instead of the violet flame, you can do a sacred fire. You know, imagine it and all of the dross going into that. You're going to find ritual is going to become more important. I have noticed the difference in the healing room since I've been doing this. It just vibrates when I walk in here, so I know it's working. And I do it before and after every session. Absolutely.
As you should.
And, huh?
As you should.
Right. But, you know, again, you know, this is, you know, humans, we get arrogant. But this will also increase your sense of joy and centeredness and groundedness, and being grounded is going to be really, really important also, because things are shifting so quickly. Also want to talk about last week, not this week, week prior. Very challenging for so many people. For most of you, I know I did, felt like being the last little bit of toothpaste at the bottom of the tube and someone trying to squeeze you out by jumping up and down on the tube. That's how I felt. Most everyone was uncomfortable, edgy, ready to go off at the least provocation. And then when Venus turned direct, and I think it turned direct during our last show, didn't it?
The end of last month. There you go.
Okay. So I will just say, when that shifted, it was just like somebody lifted a veil up. It was wonderful.
And now we have Mercury going into retrograde.
Oh, I can handle that. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, let's talk about relationships, and I think it's important, and I'm cutting into time. You may experience people arguing for their limitations, and it can be very difficult, but please understand that some relationships are not going to make the cut. It doesn't mean that they won't get there. They will. They may not do it right now. Changing beliefs and setting intentions is very important for this year, as it is always, but certainly more than ever right now. I look around at my friends and family and see how they can shift from moment to moment. And I decided just to stay as positive and loving as I possibly can, and stay in humor, because when appropriate. From that place, it's so much easier to allow them to be where they choose to be without any judgment. And with some people in your life, that may be more difficult. I just warn you.
You know, Becky, I just want to say one thing, that I think that many of us have for so long we want to be loved, but we've never really been taught or shown how to be loving. And that's the discernment I see now, even in myself, is how can I be loving? There you start to take the ego out of it, but I think that's what I see in a lot of people. They desperately grasp to be loved, but they don't know how.
That's a wonderful statement. I agree with you, Squirrel. Absolutely.
And that's what I think is.
And you're right about the ego. The more the ego comes out of it, the less needy people are going to be.
Okay.
If they can recognize that. And, you know, this has come up in sessions this week, so I totally agree with you. Yes, of course. Some of you have faced some incredible challenges, and things are getting ready to turn in amazing and beautiful ways. This last however many years it's been, especially last year, really been difficult. I would just recommend to all of you to try to be as gentle as possible with everyone. It doesn't mean you let go of your boundaries at all. Having good, healthy boundaries is tremendously important, and that comes out of self-love. But being gentle, okay, as you possibly can with everyone at the same time. If other people sense that you're in a wonderful place filled with love, it allows them to move forward without having to say anything other than encouragement. The other thing is to be filled with humor if possible. It's a beautiful frequency. It lightens everything up. Also, I want to talk about power retrievals real quickly here and what we're seeing in these. Holy mackerel. I have so many amazing people that are doing these. And we're seeing more and more how these are working at the collective level. And you should all be feeling the clearing and lifting that's occurring. Energies between the polarity of masculine and feminine, light and dark, planetary history, planetary and cosmic wars, separation between the Jewish people and others, healing with all races of Earth and the multiverse. And believe me, I am not self-aggrandizing here. I'm witnessing this amazing commitment that all of you have to the healing of Earth and the multiverse, as well as yourselves. So I salute all of you, and you know, for those of you that are actually doing these, and for those of you that are not doing them, understand that others are lovingly helping all of you by doing theirs in this way, where these big energies are coming through far bigger than just their lifetime and all their lifetimes. This is big time, and everybody knows it. They're able to see it and feel it. It is both personally and collectively loving. You know, I'm beginning to see with absolute certainty who all of you are. And some days I'm personally so overwhelmed with this entire adventure and all of its possibilities for a new future for everyone and everything. It's an honor for me to do this work, and it's an honor for me to work with all of you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm also seeing the support that we're receiving from those that love us and see what beautiful intentions all of you have for the healing of Earth and humanity. And I will just say that together, all of us are creating something we could only have dreamed was possible. It's happening and it's real. I love all of you and thank each of you for dreaming a new world. And continue to dream. It's really working, everyone. I see it every day. This has been the most spectacular time for me. Because, boy, I could not have made this stuff up if I tried. Sometimes I get done with a session and I just sit down and go, bar? Did that really just happen? Huh?
That's the beauty of it.
Oh, it's phenomenal. People are just, I'm in awe. I'm absolutely in awe of, you know, I've said this many different times. It's been coming through in many different ways. These huge cylinders with fiber, filled with fiber optics, transmuting energies that are so big we can't even wrap our minds around it. So, you know, I obviously didn't really get when all this began where this was going. But I will say that even with all the challenges I've had, it's really worth it right now. I see that, and I'm so excited that every day I'm excited to see what new is happening. And beautiful things happening in people's lives, new opportunities just coming, synchronicities. You know, I want to encourage everyone to stay positive. Stay with writing your intentions and changing your beliefs. The sky's the limit here. Is no limitation on where we're going. Overnight, your lives can change amazingly. And if I wasn't seeing it, it would be different, but I am. So I congratulate all of you. You know, you need to know, job well done, job amazingly done.
Well, thanks for all your help too, Jackie. And I know we all appreciate it too, the work that you're doing to facilitate us through this. So kudos to you and great love, of course, always.
Thank you. Well, I'm getting lots of support right now, and I'm very grateful for that, and and lots of help to make it easier on me. So, you know, it's a win-win. Everybody's going to win out of this. Okay, I should probably go into channel. We have questions tonight.
We have two questions, and I think we all want to know what future holds for our relationships. And so, yeah, bring on the team.
Okay, you were nice, Jackie. Get out of the way.
that's exactly right.
Okay, thank you. All right. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy and a pleasure to be all with all of you in your wonderful times of humor here. And we appreciate the way that you're viewing all these changes. And we also want to affirm what the channel has said. We are so happy with the work that all of you are doing and the purity of your hearts, the purity of your intentions to create a new dream, a new world, a new way of being. You've had plenty of reasons and plenty of struggles. You could have easily lost hope, but you're all diligent. You've continued to work, meditate, changing your beliefs and doing all. Bonnie's got lots of little things that you can do, wonderful things. Every one of them helpful. We work with all of you. Each of you in your own unique way. Your own unique way. Some of you are more ready to step out there into the higher frequencies and surf, if you will, the energies. Some of you are still trying to figure out how to put your life together with all that you feel. And some of you see and hear and know. Some of you are impatient, wanting it to move faster. Come on. But remember, there has to be a mean, a certain amount of energy that some of you can drink in more of, and for some, it would be too much. We have one person who has a session every week, and today he said that his beautiful fiance, after a session, she doesn't like to come around him. The energy is just too much. So that's just an indication, you see, of what you're all experiencing, that it's not for everyone yet. Yet. Therefore, whether we work with you directly through sessions, call us in, whatever, it's only as much as you can handle. Even though you may think you can handle more, it could be too much. It could be shattering, even. If you look at our channel and the case in point, the beings from the Central Sun, who very much want to come through in their fullness, and yet have to be careful not to shatter the channel. But they're very excited to do it, and it will be coming through more and more and more. She's getting lots of help. But if you can understand it from our side, all right, rolling up our sleeves, literally, and saying, come on, let's go. But we have to monitor. Can they function after a session? Can they maintain their lives and their jobs and whatever else they need to do? Not all of you have the luxury of being at home and, you know, doing things at your own pace. Some do. Some have created them. Relationships. This is going to be an interesting one. The more you keep your frequencies up, and you already know this about aligning with a different version of people, but it's going to take focus on your part. Will it work with everyone? Maybe not. Will it work with a lot of them? Yes. Some people may find you just too much. Just allow that. Don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. Your energies and frequencies are changing. If you can imagine being a bright light, but your light's a little too bright for others to be comfortable around you. A little hard on the eyes. Get a little sunburn. Now, we're not trying to blow up your ego here. What we are saying is that it can also create shame for others. They're working so hard. They're doing so much. Look at their life change. No fun to be around them anymore. And you're going to see more of that this year where things start really coming together. All right? In ways you can't even imagine. Now, it can work one of two ways. Some of your friends may think, okay, maybe they really know what they're talking about, all right? Maybe I need to sit down with them, go to lunch, have a drink, whatever. Have a cup of coffee. Many people have gotten very used to being in victim and martyr, which for them has been a comfortable place to be, but doesn't really work in these energies. Well, they can be there. For you, it's going to be less tolerable than it used to be. No fun. And your frequencies won't match. The way those frequencies come together are going to become more and more unharmonious. And so with some, you may just drift away. Now, Squirrel, the other week, you talked about people coming back into your life that you hadn't seen in a while.
That's
which
right.
is a positive thing, and that can happen as well. As well. Or people you haven't seen in a while coming back in and saying, you know, I'm doing all this research and I'm learning all this, and you may be slightly aghast as you look at them. What? You? Maybe they're still searching the Bible or something. But it's important for them. It's their version of reality. If you can allow them their version of reality, as you allow yourself that. Squirrel, you read something about 7 billion. Versions of reality, and that's absolutely
right.
True. Absolutely true. No two people hearing someone speak are going to hear the same words. We know this, all right, for a number of reasons. We know that when we speak to you, some of you hear one thing, some of you hear another. And then if you re-listen to the show and re-listen to it, you're going to hear different things. Now, what about those really close relationships? Lovers, husbands, wives, children, parents, siblings. You may find, that some will fall away to a degree and others will come very close. Or they may take 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. Again, keep your boundaries, all right? Lovingly firm boundaries. Don't let them should all over you, please. All right? Because you are not doing things the way they think you should do. Well, you should be worried about that. You should be angry about that. No. That's not where I prefer to be. I don't want to miscreate my life. when you can say that in a loving way without sounding like you're preaching to them, they may hear it. That doesn't work for me. You're welcome to do that, if that's what you prefer. Worrying about things is a form of control. You have a choice. You either try to control it or choose love. Which is it? Now, you are going to attract different people into your life. We're certainly seeing with a lot of people we work with how they're interconnecting now in beautiful ways, because you're all looking for a spiritual family, you know, wanting more and more of that. Connections where you have commonalities, expanded ideas that you can share and talk about. And some of you may have little blow-ups here and there and think, all right, how can I handle this differently? For one thing, don't respond the way you've always responded. Think about how you want to respond. Being loving. All right. Caring about them without being codependent. Loving them without being codependent. Doesn't mean you don't have relationships with them. But allow and believe that everyone has the ability to change their life if they choose to. They may not choose to in the moment, but tomorrow they could. New people coming into your life. You're going to have more spontaneous meetings. People are going to stop you here and there. What is it about you? You just walked by me and I just felt something. Do not be surprised by this. Your frequencies are different. We promise you. And people are going to recognize this more and more and more and more. They are. The channel was up at the club with her girlfriends, and she walked to the restroom, and there was another lady she knew at the table, and they called her over and introduced her to a woman who wanted to meet her, and she said hello, and she, the other woman, this one she'd not met before, said, I can feel your soul. That's what we're talking about. Merging more and more with higher self. And asking your unseen friends, your guides, your higher self, daily, if you need to lift the shame. Lift the shame, please. Because without shame, you can fully embody the love. And based on what we're saying, you can see how you're going to attract different people into your life. Because you're going to have a different resonance. You have a different resonance. You're going to attract a different resonance. For some of you that, as the channel says, have broken pickers, she has one. Just ask her. Do not feel badly, please, for people that do fall away. No. That they can reach back through at any time. Just let them know that you're there for them. You know, you want to have a cup of coffee, a drink, just let me know. You may sense when they walk away, oh, I'm not going to call her. I'm telling themselves that. But they may change their mind. Be aware of that as well. You see, as the channel and squirrel saw tonight, the communication is happening between all of you, whether spoken or not. You're carrying that group, that collective, your collective, energy. What we call the network, with you wherever you go. You're having impact wherever you go. Remember that. Significant impact. We've talked about this before, but it's amplified now. Very amplified. So watch your thoughts, watch your words. Because they have greater impact and power than they ever have. All right, Squirrel, you've got a question for us.
I have a couple. We'll see if we can get to both. This question comes from Jay Wilder. And he writes, Dear team, today I did some deep reprogramming work on my family's law program. It felt productive, and I had several surprise insights that gave me clues as to why my life has been this way and the way it is now. Later in the day, I had flashes of scenarios in my life from about 20 years ago, remembering situations and how I felt in them, how I was thinking and being in reflection from who I was then and who I am now. It was startling to see myself being so unconscious. I think this is good, given that the reprogramming had me seen from a much more conscious place. Shortly after these spontaneous experiences, I had this feeling of emptiness come over me, feeling of nothing is real. Why try to do anything if it's all unreal, it's all pointless? Very strange and, again, spontaneous. Would you please comment on these experiences?
Oh, yes. All right.
And then he also says, especially on what to do when the feeling of uselessness comes over a person.
All right. Oh, Jay. Welcome, dear. All right. That's the negative ego. We've told you about this before. The minute you have or experience something that's highly significant, it'll come right in. Better than or less than, it's going to come for you. Why even bother? Nothing's real. Why do I need to change? Because it's your version of reality. It's your version of reality. Why not change? Why go through all you've gone through to be in this now moment right now? And not keep going and keep growing. You're so close. The negative ego, dear Jay, is the one that says, oh, I'm getting old. You're getting old. You're getting old. Keeps telling you you're getting old. Life's passed me by. You had a significant experience today. Significant. You aren't the same person you were. Now, remember, Jay, instead of judging who you were 20 years ago, because they exist in time and space, send them love. All right? Please don't judge them because you create shame. You don't need any more shame. Whether you shame someone else or shame yourself, it's the last thing you want to inflict on either. Rather, go to the joy and gratitude, the year of gratitude. Go to the gratitude. How grateful I am to have had this experience and recognize that I wasn't able to deal with situations the way I am today because what am I doing? I'm opening up to a whole new way of being. I'm shedding the old skin. And I'm learning to love Jay, which is a big one for you, Jay.
And I'm sorry,
you can love yourself in moments. Sorry?
We're going to have to wrap this up. We've got about a minute.
Oh, all right. Anyway, Jay, that is the answer for you. We love you so very much.
Just for our other question next week.
All right, good. All right, we would love to work with all of you tonight. And this will be our form of loving you. If you will just call us in and let us love you and appreciate you and be grateful for you, our form of gratitude for all that you're doing, all of you. And that, Jay, is why you keep growing. We love you all. We see what you're doing. We see the purity in your hearts and the sincerity and the determination and the courage and the commitment. Let this be our gift to you tonight from the many that come with us, including your higher self and unseen friends. And know that you are loved, 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 and supported. Be gentle with yourselves, people, and loving to yourself. Not enabling, loving. Squirrel, we love you as well, dear one. Thank you for so much for being here tonight. A joy, a pleasure for us.
My pleasure. Thank
you. And for all of you out there listening, whether tonight or sometime in the future, you may call us in. We send to all of you our total, complete, unconditional love from levels beyond your even understanding. It is a moment of blessing. Drink it in. Good night, everyone, and namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Oh, are we on? Off?
I think we're
on.
Still here.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Squirrel.
Thank you, Jackie.
I didn't hear a click yet.
Nope, we're here.
Okay, love you.
I love you
too. Talk with you all next week. Thank you
so much.
Good night,
everyone. Blessings.
Good night.